Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld has been defending a Pentagon campaign to influence opinion overseas. He insisted today that, despite media reports to the contrary, the campaign will not include lying to the public. NPR's news analyst Daniel Schorr hopes Rumsfeld is right, because Dan says he's old enough to remember the last time the U.S. government tried a policy of deliberate misinformation.
Desinformatia, disinformation, Department D of the KGB since about 1959, later mimicked by the CIA. Disinformation goes beyond misinformation to planting information source concealed that pretends to be truthful. A classic piece of CIA disinformation was a pornographic movie made in the 1960s with an actor pretending to be President Sukarno of Indonesia. It was meant to undermine Sukarno with Muslims. The subject of disinformation is back with a report that it's one of the tools that's been considered by the Pentagon's new Office of Strategic Influence. The office has been circulating classified proposals for aggressive campaigns using the foreign media to improve America's standing abroad. But history teaches that black propaganda cannot be confined to the foreign media. In 1986, National Security Advisor John Poindexter wrote for President Reagan, "A disinformation program aimed at destabilizing Libya's Colonel Muammar Gaddafi by false reports in the foreign press about an impending conflict between the two countries." But the false information reached an American newspaper, the Wall Street Journal, a phenomenon known in the trade as blowback. And with no effort by the White House to steer it away from the phony story, the Journal headlined that Libya and the United States were on a collision course. Soon the Poindexter memo was revealed in the Washington Post, and in the ensuing flap about a policy of lies, Bernard Kalb resigned as Assistant Secretary of State. We have not heard much since then of an information policy based on deliberate deception. With a revolution in communications, blowback to the American media would be a constant problem, if it's considered to be a problem. The Pentagon has a resource in Admiral Poindexter, President Reagan's disinformation specialist, who's back in government as head of the Pentagon's Information Awareness Office. Today in Salt Lake City, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said, "The Pentagon is not issuing disinformation to the foreign press or any other press." And he gave assurance that what we tell the public is accurate and correct. Maybe that rules out disinformation as a policy, but then, how do we know? This is Daniel Schorr.